Morning, KO4HKX.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
I didn't know anything. Was quiet. I just got down here. Everybody doing good?
I just got to the radio myself, so.
Yeah, doing good over here. I've been on about 15 minutes, but you guys are the first.
Got down here, turn the TV on, waiting to see what they're going to say about this stuff here, snow coming. So, yeah, I guess you're on your way to work, Kenny, I guess.
They're closing the plant at 12.
Hey, you get to get off.
They start back up 7 p.m. Saturday.
Darn, well, we might still have snow. And, for breakfast this morning, Patrick?
Not this morning. That's only...
Well, isn't it Friday?
It was.
I heard you on Fridays, except when you were...
I might surprise you.
Yes.
Channel was showing 5 to 8 for, like, Greer and Easley and that, but the TV's not showing that, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, they're fixing to show it here now, the alert. Northeast Georgia, getting ready to hit Clemson and Wog Holler.
They're showing some places up there by Patrick, maybe 8 to 12 inches.
Oh, not that much snow for you.
Zero.
That wish.
Now you better hush.
Have it down there. That's fine.
Roger ain't on here. He should be all excited about it.
About it, but it ain't enough to make him get out of the bed.
Roger that.
Up a little. They're showing us 3 inches now.
And they were showing a line. It was like 2 to 4, and then the next line was like 4 to 8. And I know like Greer and all that was right on the edge in between there.
They'll get here about 10 o'clock.
Temperature, I'm only showing like 31. And I noticed that the dog's water bowl outside wasn't froze.
It's 23 up here this morning. It's not as cold as yesterday.
Yesterday we were like 18. Expecting something because they've been putting all that stuff down on the roads around here, you know. Cars in. Is Brian with an N.
Water.
Calcium chloride and water. All over the place. And then they wonder why nobody listens to this.
Place.
The amount of snow and all that, I mean, they don't, none of them agree on anything.
Yeah, one of them says all snow, no, they just can't agree. I think the computer models, once you start relying on the computers, it just goes all out the window.
Exactly.
Hey, I've been looking around here. There, everybody is saying, like Ken said, something different. We are going to get some snow.
Oh, you might not get anything. I've seen that. I've seen calling for snow and us get nothing, and I'm calling for 2 inches and get 20.
All these people bought all this bread and it doesn't do anything. It's gone quick, isn't it? And stuff start melting.
I hear about midnight, isn't it?
On into Saturday morning. I don't know. Well, that could be right after midnight.
They're showing on the weather app that I use about midnight, 1 o'clock.
Too much in that shorter time.
I've seen it do 12 inches overnight.
So have I.
Yeah.
1 to 2 inches of rain is going to be, you know, what, 10 to 20 inches of snow. So that's not hard for a storm to do around here.
Going red in this thing. Patrick?
Got to run up to anchor and go make a pickup for them on donations. I'll leave here about 7. I'm on my big radio.
Yeah, that thing does good from, you 100% on the gauge.
Work to get it to do that, though, I can tell you that.
Great, yeah, I mean, clear as a bell, loud, too.
I'm using a hand mic on my 9918.
Your radio didn't work. Maybe it's because we went to 285 and it was just in your mobile.
I'm in the mobile. I get to, I don't know, about Bria Church Road, and I have to switch over to 285 because I start losing a repeater.
Explaining to us how we're supposed to drive in this snow.
It's zero experience, right?
The tire, explaining to you how you set your tire pressure for this.
Tire pressure for the snow.
I guess they just work all this stuff up. Two kinds of people, either the ones that can drive in the snow and the ones that can't.
Gotcha.
206.
Filet was open at 6. I got 606, but it's still closed up. But I see there's 15 cars in a parking lot.
Some good people to come in.
Get out.
Parking lot salted.
This one KF4NXY, David.
David, KO4H, gentlemen, I'll be back in just a minute.
14A is at E.
How you doing today?
Sitting around here waiting on the snow, and I got Ken's out there. He's looking at Chick-fil-A trying to get in.
Yeah, it ain't open until 6:30. I'm going to go in this Burger King. Give me a minute, and I'll be back. Morning, David.
Yeah, get you a cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
Up to an IV, aren't you, David?
I got the coffee going and watching the news, waiting on the snow.
I'm just hoping the power will go off for a couple of hours or so I can see my generator work.
Yeah, I looked in to get one of them things and one that's a whole house, 24K, was going on. By the time I got the tank and everything, it was going to run me about 20,000, and we haven't lost power but twice in the last 20 years, so I thought that was kind of have to pass on that, but it's going to be aggravating to drag that little generator out of the shed and fire it up if I do lose power.
Who are you talking with for that price?
Outfit over around Donaldson Center. Can't think of the name right off.
4K put in, it was U.S. Energy Solutions. And matter of fact, they're coming out first of the week to look at my daughter's house. We're going to put her one in, too. She needs one where she is. So, but it's 24K, and it was turnkey, 12,000.
Well, I might want you to shoot me an email or a text or something with their contact info, and I'll talk to them.
This is who the sales guy was. Super nice guy, and the team that comes out and does it are super nice too. They keep you well informed. They'll call you and text you and all that. It's good enough to where I told Gracie she wanted one when she saw ours, and I said, well, this is who we need to use because I was comfortable with them. So, yeah, we'll get you that info. Matter of fact, I can look up Johnny's number and give it to you.
Well, give me a minute or two to get a pencil and paper, KF4NXY.
On my phone, be back in a minute, N4AZ. I'm ready whenever you're ready. Hey, 5895.
3307-5895, and his name's Johnny.
And Drew's, he's a super nice little guy. Because I was a little nervous about a company, but they came recommended from a friend of mine. I said, okay, well, I'll call them and just see what happens. And because one of my neighbors had one put in, and they were, like you said, they were 16 or 18,000 for the same exact generator.
It can, you know, that can be the biggest price. I mean, the biggest cost of it, you know, is the cost of installation. You know, not so much the actual generator.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much is involved in getting one of those hooked up. There's a pretty good bit to it. I mean, they had to get the, you know, with the permit and the inspector and all, and they had to coordinate the inspector and the utility company and all that, which I guess if you put it in yourself, you probably don't, but there is a good bit in, it's involved in this.
You gotta have all that wiring up the code and be sure when that thing kicks in, it's not throwing current out on the line so that, you know, if they're out working on the line, whatever you got going on ain't gonna electrocute somebody out on working out on the line somewhere.
That's what they were concerned with. So that's the utility company, because I was asking about that, and that's exactly what they said. They said they got to make sure the transfer is working correctly. So, yeah, the utility company was out here when they did it. Actually, it's the time they did it.
AW, I'm back. This is Egg and Cheese Croissant. Man, it's a good thing they weren't busy. It took that long, and I was the only car there.
All of them at Chick-fil-A probably going to head over there.
That's the first Chick-fil-A I ever saw that didn't open at 6.
They had the men I showed up for work or something, or maybe they told them not to.
Your start time is 6:30.
Tell Johnny that Gardner sent you over there.
I'll do it.
They in the thing, they said that I get a $50 something credit, or I don't know what it is. If I guess you do, is what they said, though.
Yeah. That reminds me of something. A few years back, I bought a car from the same dealership my nephew did, and by, you know, letting them know that he had recommended them, he got like $100 check in the mail.
The price and everything, and it's all, let's say they say the whatever it is, $12,000. Mine was like $12,000 too. After he's all done and he gives you the quote, then just tell him, say, now Gardner gets a $50 or something. Just tell him I said add that, knock that off your price.
Do that. KF4NXY.
Tank to a propane tank.
Need a tank. I don't have, they don't run gas as far out in the country.
Do the same thing. They got to run the propane tank. But a propane company, they'll bring you a tank out there. All they charge you for is the propane you use.
You think you can make a deal with them where you pay a little bit of rent on the thing and it ain't that big of a cost involved?
Let me.
Cage monitoring.
KO4H Gexon, guys, I'm back.
Morning, Marshall, N4A's Eddie.
KW4FC, I'm listening.
W. Morning, Fred.
For a blizzard, we'll see.
This morning.
Oh, yeah, he'll be up when he waits, and if you talk and he goes to work, if he doesn't, he calls me, but he'll be up after you guys are done, yeah. Go eat some breakfast here and get ready.
One of those croissants.
To the Ham Fest this weekend?
That Ham Fest has been canceled.
Yesterday on Facebook, I was going to let you know, or whoever it was that was going to go down to it.
To Steven yesterday, and he asked me to announce it on her net last night, so I made sure it got on there, so hopefully everybody got it, but I'm sure most people would be smart enough to figure that out on their own.
I went to bed early yesterday, had a rough day yesterday, so I missed the net last night. Sorry about that.
Two.
Missed the net.
Miss it too.
He's checking the back of his eyelids by 9 o'clock.
I sleep an hour by the time the net comes on.
Good sleep.
5 a.m. net.
Going.
Should be getting a little or two anyway.
Skywarn on.
Got it. 147-135.
7-135.
Yeah. Running.
2.6 inches over here. They can't make their mind up from an hour ago.
You ready? I'm going to go grab a cup.
About doing today, Patrick.
I'm right at the moment. But here in a little while, I'll be heading toward Anchor. I got to go make a pickup for them. Hopefully get done before this weather gets up here.
Gross Anchor.
Going to Anchor Baptist Church up here next to the house to make a pickup of donations for them.
Right. Yeah, I imagine there's still a lot of people in Western North Carolina that need stuff from the result of the hurricane.
The biggest right now is propane.
Well, we think so. It's pretty cold weather up in them hills.
Did you change radios?
I'm on Kenwood.
I just want to make sure I wasn't hearing things. You just sound different. A little bit quieter.
Yeah, I got radio scattered through the house, hooked to different antennas. This is Kenwood TS-2000 with the antenna up about 50 foot up to tower on some hard line.
The signal's strong, but his audio's a little light.
Knocking into the backside of the microphone.
That did it.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Good.
Yeah, I don't have too many lights on in here. Didn't wasn't paying attention to what I was doing.
I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody be safe out there with the weather. And I'll try to catch you guys a little after 12 today. KN4 TFW.
HKX, you be careful out there, Ken. And I'll try to be around KO4 HKX.
All right, Kenny, we'll catch you a little by noon 10, something like that, in 4A's Eddie.
There, Ken, KF4NXY.
Rose, Ken, W4MKH.
Backside of the microphone, don't you get in the car today.
It's still a little loopy from the surgery. some of the medicine I'm taking is going to make me have to think what day of the week it is.
Medication for that, or are you done with it?
Still taking some for the pain from where you slipped my throat open.
Backside the microphone then.
Good possibility. Usually you located that over there. I thought I heard you say something like you're near the little airport area.
Between Easley and Dacusville, it's a, we're on a little private airstrip up here.
Yeah, I got a friend of mine that kind of lives over toward the Dacusville area. Sometimes we'll get together and go up to Aunt Sue's and get something to eat. And they got a really good little ice cream shop up there, but I kind of need to stay away from it with the diabetes and everything.
That was a few times, yeah. Know exactly what you're talking about. And the ice cream, too. But, yeah, I'm between Easley and Dacusville. My two brats, they're in Dacusville. They're about, I don't know, 6-7 minutes from here.
Years and years ago, about 40 years ago, I lived in Easley. Lived there about 8 years. And I met Marie, and we got married and lived in Lawrence for a good while, and then moved out here in the country, and we've been out here about 25 years.
And for 40-something years. Boy, it's a long time.
My dad and my brother lived in Easley, and most of my brothers lived in Easley, and childhood friends from Lexington wound up moving up this way. They still up around Pickens.
Shouldn't take too long. Just got to go to Hendersonville. But
You and Miss Vicky stay safe today. Marshall, if you're still out there, you guys stay safe, and I'll be monitoring the repeater all day, so y'all take care. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
We'll listen for you after a while. Maybe try to get on around noon 10, something like that, and maybe catch you and Kenny. Catch you later, N4A's Eddie.
You be safe. This old share here at the desk ain't likely to have too many wrecks or traffic to deal with, so I'll be all right. W4MKH back to listening and occasionally saying something.
That's Rich for Legs here. I'll be back. N4A's Eddie.
Dude, I'm going to get up here in a couple minutes and go get me something for breakfast, and I'll be back in here waiting for my HF nets to start.
Ed, you just sit there with your coffee, and we'll catch all y'all a little bit. N4A's Eddie.